Sabrina. Just a little over 1 year ago, you wrote an article for the Seattle Times that shut down the biggest gun smuggling operation on the Upper West Coast. Then you disappeared for 6 months, only to reemerge as a best-selling romance novelist. You've just won a Pulitzer Prize for investigative reporting, and I've heard that there are talks of making your book into a blockbuster. How does it feel to have reached such success in your career? Thank you. It's been wonderful, albeit very busy. I smiled and glanced at my lap to hide the flash of pain that crashed through my heart. Nothing about my successes gave me joy. Talking about my accomplishments just reminded me of how much I had lost. You've made some major achievements since you came back to Seattle, Bryce said. Most journalists, including this one, would kill to be in your position. How does it feel? I gave her my rehearsed answer. It's been incredible. Surreal, really. I'm still in shock at how much has happened over the last year. I can imagine. She flipped to a new note card. Let's talk more about the article. My cheerful face belied my true feelings. I was miserable on this television set. I was exhausted from talking about that damn article. I was done having people fuss over its success. Everyone thought it was the article that had changed my life. It wasn't. It had been the 6 months I'd spent in Montana. It had been the 6 months I'd spent with him. Chapter 1. 13 months earlier. Heroines and Villains, The Seattle Times, April 3rd, by Sabrina McKenzie. When I was 16, my father took me with him to the DMV to get my driver's license. I remember the heat radiating off the black parking lot as we walked inside the courthouse. I remember the caustic smell of hot tar and worrying that my flip-flops would melt if I stood still for too long. I remember my thighs burning as I jogged up the 18 stone steps that led to the imposing building's front doors. The DMV was located on the top floor of the courthouse, and Dad asked if I wanted to take the stairs or the elevator. I chose the elevator, not wanting to be sweaty or red-faced when I took my picture. We got stuck in that elevator. For 45 minutes, Dad and I were trapped inside that hanging box with three cops. A good guy trifecta. Sitting on the cramped elevator floor, Dad chatted with the three uniformed men about their careers while I sat in silence. For 45 minutes, I was in awe, not even slightly panicked that we were stuck in the elevator. Why? Because I was with heroes. Because I couldn't get enough of their real-life adventures. Because their actual accounts were far more entertaining than any fictional tale I'd ever been told. By the time the elevator jolted to life, a reporter had been born. I craved more of their stories. I craved a story of my own. I've long since admired the men and women in uniform who fight to protect us from danger. And although a career in law enforcement or the military was not part of my destined path, I have dreamed of doing my part. This is my story. As you may have guessed, its heroine is me. And this past fall, I set out to catch a villain. Swiping the steam off the bathroom mirror, I took a hard look at myself. The grime had been scrubbed from my hair, and my fingernails were no longer caked with dried blood, but I was still a complete mess. The angry red bruises around my throat would take weeks to disappear, and the gash on my lip was likely going to scar. What the hell did you do, Sabrina? I muttered, my voice scratchy and rough. The woman in the mirror didn't answer. Not that she needed to. What had I done? I had written an incredibly condemning article vilifying a prominent Seattle family tied to the Russian mafia. Basically, I'd waltzed right into the middle of a hornet's nest and started poking the wasps. It was no surprise that I'd been stung. Gently pulling and prodding my face, I inspected my injuries. Anton Fedorov, my boyfriend, had done a number on me. Both of my eyes were red and swollen. I had a gash on one cheek and another by my hairline. My bottom lip was huge and split on one side. My face felt 5 times its